Hello there, this is Dave Allen, and it's time for a little bit of chat about electric bicycles. Well, it started off that I was thinking that I needed to have some way of saving some money because I spent €700 last year on travelling to and from work with the cost of diesel. In fact, it cost me more than that because I had to fix a tyre, I had to put some other things onto the car, and it cost me a bit more money, but still. So I was thinking, well, what I really need is I want a motorbike. A 125 would be good, they don't use a lot of juice, or maybe a 250 because there's an extra little bit of power and I'll be able to go that a little bit quicker and it'd be much more fun. And then of course the missus says, now you're going to have a nice motorcycles. Well, it's a bit of a shame when it comes to that, but you know what it is, when you live with a woman and you've got to keep them happy, if you want a good life yourself, you've got to keep your wife happy. So anyway, I thought about it some more anyway, and the cost of getting a motorcycle was going to be around about the sort of region of, there was one I saw of about €1,600, but then I'd have had to pay some insurance on top of that, and I'd still be having to pay for juice on top of that as well. So I was having a look at a place that sells electric bicycles and electric motorcycles in the local town, and I had a go on one of these electric bikes, and I thought, wow, this is fun. And you know what? Once I've got it, it's not going to cost me anything to run at all. So let's see what I can do with one of those. And so I was doing a bit of research and, well, there's lots of different electric bicycles out there. There's the legal standard ones, and those ones have a motor of about 250 watts or something like that, and they can only go a certain speed, and basically they're limited. So I thought, well, that'd be nice, but it's a little bit too limited. So then I was looking at another bicycle, which was a 48-volt one, and it got a big, heavy motor on there, and it went like, in fact, it's like one of the bikes I tried, it went like shit off a stick, as they say. And anyway, I thought, well, okay, that's great. And then I talked about it some more with a guy, and he says, basically, I mean, you'd be better off with the 36-volt one, and then have a slightly less powerful motor, and you'll get more kilometres out of it. The one battery charge, and it seemed to make a lot of sense, and besides that it was a little bit cheap as well. So there you go, I was convinced about getting an electric bicycle, and that's what I've done. I've actually built myself one. I went off and I got myself a second-hand bicycle. It's a bicycle that was it would have cost $400 if I bought it new, but I got one for $170, and well, it's just like new actually. It's hardly been used at all. It looks like it's just straight out the box. So I'm delighted. So there we go. I've got this bike and I put this electric kit onto it. And it wasn't difficult. It took me a couple of days to do all the fiddling about to get it done. And I've still got a little bit more fiddling about to get it finished. There's a thing that happened with the control that came with it was bigger than the previous one. And the box that it was supposed to go into, it was not big enough. And so you have to do a bit of jiggery-pokery and fiddling about to get something else instead. I mean, but anyway, the other interesting thing is that I put up a post on to Google Plus talking about getting an electric bicycle, and the actually one I was really sort of looking forward to, which I looking at, which I really would like, but it's far too expensive, is the Stealth Bomber electric bike. And I'll tell you what, it's nearly more like a motorcycle than it is a bicycle. I mean, it's still got the pedals on it there, but it goes fast, and it's really sort of good when you're out on these dirt tracks, and it really is quite like a really sort of high-powered mountain bike, but with electric power. Anyway, this guy, he made a comment on there. This fella's called M. Davis, and he says, okay, you add a motor to a bike and you still want to call it a bike? He says, how? A bicycle is a pedal-driven two-wheel vehicle. Look up the definition. It won't have the word engine or battery. Well, may not have done in the past, but these days things have changed and people like to put electric motors onto bicycles. I mean, it's not exactly new either. People in the past have put petrol motors onto bicycles and done all sorts of things to try and make them go faster and have a bit of fun with them. And then, of course, you had that thing where there was mopeds that were a cross between a bicycle and a motorbike. But that was all about getting around some certain rules about having engines on motorbikes, and well, they were more like motorbikes because you couldn't really pedal them, those mopeds. I remember the Yamaha FS1E when I was a kid. I always wanted one of those, but I couldn't afford one, and I had to have a horrible green moped instead when I was a kid. But when you're 16, it's good to be able to have some transport for getting place to place. Anyway, this guy, he says, so let us see, for anyone saying bike, still what its use is. So he says that number one, if it's you get an electric bike, you're lazy or unable to tackle a hard climb. Number two, injury. Number three, compensating for awful riding ability. Oh, yeah. Number four, not in shape to ride 10 miles, so toss an engine on, why not? And number five, illness. An illness that makes much more than around the block difficult. A bit difficult to read the fellow writing. Anyway, so those are the reasons why he thinks that he should have a bicycle, but there are other reasons. I'll go into those in a little while. But anyway, he says that one, three and four are not even real reasons. Either you're lazy or can't ride a true bike or, well, far enough. And anyway, he says it cheats the benefits of getting in shape and learning to ride correctly and efficiently. Well, I still go out for rides on my bicycle. I was out last week in the mountains. Well, actually in the mountains, in a forest. And there was hills there that was really tough to climb up there. And I did it and I had a great time. It was good fun. I got muddy even. How about that? And then he says, well, if you got, anyway, if you plan to rehab an injury and need help, this is a good option. But only if you've, until you've healed, and then you can return to a true bike. And then number five, if you have an illness that prevents you from riding a bike, that love doing so, I can understand why this is a smart choice. Well, I don't know, this is just kind of looking down on people that want to ride electric bikes. But he says about there's a 60-year-old fellow that's got cancer and he rides a normal bike even when going through treatment. And he says there was a Mountain Bike Action magazine in April or May 2014 that talks about this guy. So anyway, other reasons why you might want to have a bike with an electric motor on there. Okay, it's fun. So you get one of these bikes and you do a little bit of pedaling and you go faster than expected. And why not? A bit of speed is fun. And sometimes it's good to have a little bit of a rest. And it's even good to have some help going up hills, especially when, like I do, you live up halfway up a hill. If I'm going to use this bike and get exercise from it, because you do get exercise from electric bikes, you still have to turn the pedals a good bit. And for me, I am lazy. So if I've got to actually climb this hill every day coming back from work, I ain't going to do it. The bike's going to stay in the garage and if it hasn't got an electric motor on it. But if it's got an electric motor on it, then I think I'm going to be likely to get out on it and I will be getting some exercise anyway. So I think it's a good idea. And then when you're going to work, you don't want to ride there all sweaty and everything. So there you go. That's, I know some people ride to work and maybe they have some place where they can change clothes and so on. And I probably could do that. And I could probably even have a shower when I get to work. But then I'd have to leave more time for getting there. And I still actually like to leave things to the last minute. So I still need to have the electric bicycle. And then what else have we got? So coming back home again. Well, I can see it's going to be great coming back home on an electric bicycle because of the fact that in the summertime, there are times when the roads are chock-a-block. So instead of being 40, 45 minutes in the car, I can be about half an hour riding my bicycle, electric bicycle. And I'll have that help to climb up the hill. And since I'm on my feet all day at work, there's absolutely no reason why having an electric bicycle is a bad idea because, quite honestly, after a day standing up at work, I want to have some bit of comfort. And if I haven't got the electric bicycle, then I am absolutely certainly going to drive my car back. I shall end up spending the money again and I shall not get any extra fitness from having a bicycle. And so I think having the electric bicycle is good all round for me. So this guy, well, he also says that don't try to convince anyone this is a true bike and that you're a good rider. Both statements are false. Why do you not find a bike with an engine in Trek, Giant, Kona and all the other major bike companies' catalogues? Because they are not real bikes. Well, there he is wrong because Trek do have electric bicycles and I think Giant do as well. I don't know about Kona, but certainly those two major manufacturers of bicycles do have electric bicycles. So there. So this is David Allen having a bit of a rant about electric bicycles and get in touch with me, ask me about it or get in touch with me and tell me if you've got one or get in touch with me and tell me I'm an idiot because I have an electric bicycle if you feel that way. I don't mind. So this is Dave Allen talking about electric bikes. Bye-bye now. Talk to you again soon.